It's Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Rob Ferret and Veronica Rickard are off today. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, whether you've been driving for decades or are the proud new owner of a learner's permit, the James Bond stunt driver has advice for you on being a better, safer driver. First, an update on the story of Lincoln Hills School for Boys, which we've been tracking for several months. The youth prison and its sister institution, the Copper Lake School for Girls, are both under federal investigation for allegations of prisoner abuse, child neglect, excessive use of pepper spray, destruction of records, and misconduct in office. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has made several requests for prison documents and videos, but Governor Scott Walker's administration has failed to provide records or denied several requests over the last several months. Patrick Marley just reported on these requests, and he's with us to share the details. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on.
So what kind of information and prison documents is Governor Walker's administration withholding?
Well, we can't get any video at all. The state law is restrictive on releasing documents about juveniles. These inmates are primarily people 18 or younger, so I'm a little bit older than that. And so they've just made a blanket decision. They won't release any videos. So that's been one point of frustration. There are many other documents we've asked for, paper documents, and have had to wait a very long time for some of them and have been denied many of them outright.
Well, we will break down those records that the Journal Sentinel has requested, but going back to the videos, I mean, we often see videos on the news or on other kinds of television shows that where the faces are blurred, so someone is not actually recognizable. Would that not be an option?
They have not offered that option to us. We have been seeking some video from adult institutions, and in the past, or more recent than these requests, the department has, at least in one occasion I know of, released video from one of its adult institutions. It's citing a law that's specific to juveniles in state custody in saying that it can't release them about videos. We haven't actually approached them about the possibility of blurring faces. That's one thing we've wondered about, but we haven't formally asked the department if they would consider that.
So let's break down and go through the records the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has requested. You've asked for documents relating to employees who are put on paid leave, and those were requested in December. Where is that request at?
So this is a very frustrating thing. We feel that sort of one of the most basic pieces of information people should be able to know about their government is who's on the payroll and what they're being paid to do. The department put a number of people on what's called administrative leave, which is paid leave while they're investigated for any kind of workplace infractions. And so we asked early on when we learned of all the problems at Lincoln Hills for a list of the employees who were on paid leave, when they went on paid leave, and what their pay was. The department refused to release this information. They since have said that they will release it, but they have not yet done so. This is a request from 6 months ago. We're asking for the most basic information, which is how much are taxpayers paying employees to not work.
And so are these employees who are still on the payroll but are on paid leave right now?
That's right. These are all, at least at the time of the request, these were employees who were unpaid leave while they were investigated. Now, some of these people were cleared and put back to work with no discipline. They never did anything wrong. They were just checked out. Other people were ultimately fired, and during the time that they were investigated, they were on paid leave. We know of one case that speaks to how slow some of these investigations can move that was on paid leave for a year and then was ultimately fired. And this guy says that he did not do anything wrong. The department came to a different conclusion, but you know, the employees describe a very tenuous feeling while they're in this situation, because on the one hand they don't have to do any work and they get paid, but every moment of every day they're worried about losing their job, and many of them feel that they didn't do anything wrong and are, you know, in kind of a rough emotional state while they wait their fate.
Mm-hmm. Another request that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel made was for documentation about 2 years of reports on fights that happened in the correctional facilities. What's the status of that?
We've modified that request. We've had a lot of difficulty getting that. It would seem to be a pretty basic thing to just give us all the reports on fights. You know, anything you've labeled as a fight in the last 2 years at this institution, they told us that that was so difficult to do that it would severely burden the operations of the Department of Corrections. It turns out, we later reported, that they have no central electronic tracking system for incidents at Lincoln Hills, unlike a database they have for adult institutions that monitors things that have happened there. They don't have that for the juvenile system. So everything's kept on paper. We have since been, we were initially denied these records about fights. Later they told us, after we fought it, that they could provide them, but that it would cost us $1,100 in staff time just to find where the records were. And so what we've done is asked for a subset of those 2 years of records to see what kind of records we'd be getting before we invest that kind of money for them.
We're talking with Patrick Marley right now. He is a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about records requests that the Journal Sentinel has filed, especially in relation to the Lincoln Hills Juvenile Correction Facility. Now, Patrick, going back to videos, so there is this issue about video just uniformly being denied. A couple of videos, it would seem, are of fairly serious situations. One is a video of a cell where a 33-year-old inmate died at the Oshkosh Correctional Institution. That would be someone who is not a minor. And then there's also a video of an April incident in which Lincoln Hills inmate said he waited for guards while his roommate was attempting suicide and that the guards took a long time. Is there any way to get information about those incidents that would not involve the video, which they're saying they'll never release?
Well, so for the person, the adult who was found in his cell, they have denied that for the moment, in part because of a pending investigation. I don't think that they've closed the door to never releasing that one. It is possible that that one would come out. At the juvenile institution, I think we have a much greater challenge that I think the department is going to stand by its argument, as we discussed earlier, for not releasing videos of juveniles. There are, you know, we put in other requests for paper documents. Presumably, we will learn more about that from that. However, you know, you can't underestimate the value of video and what it shows. The, you know, this incident where this one youth tried to commit suicide and his roommate held him up. There's a dispute with the youth who held up the other inmate, saying there was a very long time before staff responded to his cries for help as he tried to save this other kid's life, and the staff is saying that they responded in a timely manner. Mm-hmm. Well, video would show us exactly how many seconds elapsed or minutes elapsed before that happened.
So all of these responses or lacks of responses from the Department of Corrections come at a time when Governor Scott Walker is calling for more transparency. How does this fit into that new mandate that he has put into place?
So in March, the governor issued an executive order that was to all agencies like the Department of Corrections that his administration is responsible for to better track their open records requests, respond to them as timely as they can. I think it's also important to note that the Department of Corrections has a new secretary as of February, which is John Litcher, replacing Ed Wall. So the Department of Corrections says it's getting things in order and is being more responsive, and that some of the many delays we've faced are because we've made a lot of requests, and we've made requests for large volumes of documents. And they say that these can be large and complex. You know, that many times they have to black out the names of juveniles. In all cases, they have to black out health information about inmates or staff. So they say that they're doing this in the way that the law allows, which the law says it's supposed to be as soon as practicable and without delay. I think the disagreement would be what's an acceptable delay in waiting for records.
As we wrap up, Patrick, what would you say the next steps that the Journal Sentinel will take will be, and how hopeful are you that you will eventually get at least most of the information that you've requested?
Well, you know, we're journalists. We always want more information. We're always looking to get, you know, we're not satisfied unless we get every last thing we want. But, you know, as we prepared this story, the department late on Friday, just before our deadline, gave us a number of records that we'd been seeking for a couple of months. We'll continue to make requests. We'll continue to pester them about the ones that we have made, and we'll report on them as we find them out. I mean, I think it's really case by case. You know, some of these are no-brainers that we're going to get. Some of them are going to be a tough fight, and others will be in this gray area where we'll have to, we'll have to make our case to the department.
Well, Patrick, thanks so much for being with us. We'll definitely watch for follow-ups on this.
All right, thanks for having me on.
That was Patrick Marley, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about his latest piece about how Governor Scott Walker's administration is withholding prison records and videos. You can find a link to his piece that outlines all of the requests that they've made and when on the Central Time Facebook page. Just search for Central Time on WPR.